was a nice run, right?
Yeah, I got 8 years. That's more than a lot of people can say.
Is it, I mean, has the team announced this yet, or is it just the at Chris Warcraft thing? You know, when I started texting you, you were doing exit-related stuff. So is the Minnesota Vikings run as punter, is it over?
I don't know if they've made it official yet, but I'd imagine that's just a matter of filling out the right paperwork. The run as Minnesota Vikings punter is unfortunately for me over.
And we got you as an undrafted kid after Seattle cut you because they wanted to keep that fat Louis Aguiar. And I mean, you punt here for the better part of a decade. What do you think led to your dismissal from the Minnesota Vikings?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not in meetings, you know, where front office and coaches talk about stuff. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I guess they wanted to go in a different direction, and that's the nature of the NFL. Sometimes that happens.
When they drafted the UCLA punter, did you know it was Curtin's?
Pretty much. I mean, you don't draft a punter in the fifth round unless he's going to be your guy going forward. So, yeah, at that point, it's kind of like, oh, okay, I can read between the lines there.
The tweet that you had, which closes with thanks for all the fish, Douglas Adams and Hitchhiker's what?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
And it is Douglas Adams, right?
Yeah, it is Douglas Adams.
So what's the origin of the reference? I mean, you just explained it, but like, what does it mean?
So in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, when the dolphins leave planet Earth, because they're the ones who run the planet, them and the mice, essentially they say to all the humans, so long and thanks for all the fish, because, you know, they had the best life ever, because they're dolphins. They just swim around and have fun.
Have you seen any teammates over there, and specifically have you chatted with your dear friend and longtime battery mate, Colin Loeffler?
Yeah, I did. I got a chance to see Colin on the way out, you know, talked with Blair also, and then got a chance to say goodbye to, you know, a couple of the other guys who were in there for workouts. So, yeah, I'm really going to miss, you know, being with all my teammates because, you know, they made the locker room great. It was always a really fun locker room.
What were some of your fondest memories of punting here for the better part of a decade?
Fondest one was in the game itself didn't turn out so good, but in the NFC Championship game, when Reggie Bush didn't fair catch a very high punt, and Eric Frampton just lit him up, and he fumbled the ball on the 6-yard line, and we recovered.
That was
my favorite one.
That was a rare Bush muff, and Frampton is the one that started it. Kenny Anatolo recovered it. Do you remember what happened shortly after that?
Yeah, it was kind of the theme of the game. So, like I said, the game itself. wasn't the fondest memory, but that part of it I really liked.
Well, what's next? I mean, I think the number one thing everybody wants to know, Chris, what's next for Trippy Nicoris?
I don't know. That's a really tough question because the other three guys are based in Minneapolis. So, I mean, it's, you know, hopefully we'll be able to make it work because we have a fourth CD coming out and, you know, we'll get that out and then kind of see where the road leads.
Do you want to punt again in the NFL?
I do. I think I have about at least 4 to 5 years left in me. I mean, I'm relatively in my prime as a punter, and you know, I think I've had a fairly solid career so far. So, yeah, I'd like to play for another 4 to 5 years.
Before they drafted Locke, the kid from UCLA, you're at Mall of America Field. You come on the radio with Paul Charchian and yours truly. This is before they draft a punter. I asked you to analyze your year. Because from afar, I had said he struggled in the middle. We came to a spot when we were all in Seattle, and from that time on, Chris was requisite to statistically the best punter in the history of Minnesota Vikings football. You said you felt you had a mediocre season. Do you still believe that?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, if you're not, it's kind of like from Talladega Nights. If you're not first, you're last. That's kind of how I look at it. And you know, my numbers were statistically good. I would have liked them to be better because I always want my numbers to be better. You know, I always want to be that first place person. So, you know, I'm going to look at everything that isn't first place as a mediocre season.
Chris, do you feel that any facet of this was personal or was it all business?
Again, I don't know. I'm not in those meetings. So, you know, I just don't know what happens there.
From a punting standpoint, any part of your game on the regression the last couple of years where maybe they're looking forward? For instance, you got, I think, at least 33 games outdoors beginning this year with TCF Bank Stadium next year and that whole thing. Do you think that they're forecasting that, you know, that they don't want to be on the wrong end of somebody at the end of their career?
I mean, that could be part of it, although it's interesting they're choosing to replace one UCLA punter with another UCLA punter. You know, we don't really have a lot of bad weather in the Rose Bowl. But, you know, again, that's, you know, if they feel that Locke is the guy to go to for that situation, you know, that's their decision to make. All I can do is go out and punt to the best of my ability.
Any hard feelings?
No. I mean, I had 8 great years with the Vikings. I wouldn't have traded it for anything. And, you know, I'm gonna miss my teammates. I made a lot of friends.
When you're released, like you, according to you, you have been. What's the conversation like? Like, I mean, does who comes and gets you, and how's it work?
Well, essentially, you talk to Spielman because he's the GM, and then I had a meeting with Frazier, and you know, they both said, you know, thank you for your service. You know, we were appreciative of what you gave the team, and, you know, best of luck in your future endeavors.
Any regrets on or off the field with your run here for 8 years with the Vikings?
I would have liked to make the Pro Bowl once, but, you know, I was an alternate a couple of times. So, you know, I did what my coaches asked me, and to me, that's, you know, that's more important than trying to go all out for individual stats, because that's what the team wanted.
I always enjoyed your company, Chris, and your flexibility and everything. I'm sure we'll stay in touch. Best of luck to you and your family currently in Southern California. I'll be pulling for you from afar, and congratulations on a wonderful run here that statistically, like I've said to you for a while, and you know I believe it, has established you as the best punter in the history of this organization.
Well, thank you, Paul. I always love that one.
See you later, man. Bye-bye.
All right, later.
I always love that one.